Teaser Market Wrap-Up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what took the cattle markets lower today?
Leslie, I think more than anything, we saw profit-taking, technical selling, and a lack of anything bullish to help this market out today, as we saw triple-digit losses in both live cattle and feeder cattle. And we also saw our lean hogs, after seeing early upside, pulled mostly lower by the close. Now, choice box beef was up 48 cents at mid-morning. Selects were up 43, total movement of 66 loads. And we saw an estimated cattle kill today of 113,000 head. Keep in mind, Friday afternoon is our monthly cattle and feed report. June cattle today were down $1.52. August cattle down $1.30. August feeders $2.80 lower. October feeders down $1.82. And July lean hogs managed to close one tick higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, neighbors, I'm pleased that Winfield and its Cropland seed brand is a sponsor of my daily email when making seed decisions. Cropland by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies. Winfield's answer plot locations across the Southern Plains region give farmers the ability to see realistic crop scenarios in action, from seed placement and rotation strategies to nutrient applications and crop protection. Crop Plan by Winfield, a sponsor of our daily email.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763. Tom, what lacked the support in the grain markets today?
Well, once again, Leslie, the wheat was very disappointing after seeing early upside just like yesterday. We was unable to maintain it. We went into negative, and we's even making new lows going into the close today and slipped and closed underneath that $5 mark. Soybeans had their third straight session of upside, as we saw July beans with their highest trade in the last 27 sessions. July meal, their highest trade in the last 53 sessions, and it was mainly short covering of short positions by the funds. On the close, July KC wheat 7.25 lower, September KC down 7, July Chicago wheat was down 3.25, July corn closed down 1.25, December down 1.75, July soybeans were up 8.75, November beans up 2.5, and July cotton 36 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.